Well, Sarawak is part of Borneo.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, I mean, I've done lots of programs in Borneo. This present series on plants has got lots of stuff from Sarawak.
Yeah. You see, on that, and you used the example, of course, the new series is about plants. But was that in the beginning? Did you think, we're going to have trouble swinging this because after life in the freezer were very dramatic and your polar bears, people are going to think, well, what can plants do? Yeah. How difficult was that?
Oh, very. But the fact of the matter is that it's a very, very interesting subject, but it's also a very important subject.
Yeah.
Because without plants, no animal can exist. Without plants, we will starve. We depend upon plants for our food. Either we eat, I saw those lovely sandwiches, either first hand, or second hand, or third hand. I mean, even if we eat
steak. Yeah, but that's a fair fact, but that necessarily makes them interesting, because...
No, I quite agree. Yeah. But I'm saying why we did the programme was because it's a very important and interesting subject. Now, how to make it interesting is another problem.
Yeah.
And a huge problem. I mean, why have there been no series like it before? Answer, because it's not easy. How can we make it interesting this time? Answer, because there have been advances recently in computers which allow us to do time-lapse, which speeds things up in a way which we've never been able to do before.
See, I saw criticism of the fact that it's time-lapse or simulation, but that's all fair game, isn't it? If you're trying to say to people, this is what's happening.
What is extraordinary was that somebody said, if you slow things down, that's marvellous because it reveals things, but if you speed them up, oh, that's just kind of cosmetic. Well, that's absolute rubbish.
The first time you ever see those maggots devouring a mouse, you think, wow.
That's right. And the first time you see a plant strangle another plant, I tell you, that's a wow.
Strangle? Is that not a strangle?
No, strangle.
Yeah.
You've seen bindweed. There's an English plant called dodder, which is a parasitic plant which doesn't have any leaves at all, and which goes up into plants, say nettles, and will detect whether a nettle stem is a strong one or a weak one, and when it will go past the weak one, not worth having for breakfast.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And it goes to a stout stem, and when it gets there, it develops a little plug like a nozzle and goes straight into the nettle sap, and then drinks the nettle sap from then on.
Right.
Dodder,
freaky.
You ask your countryman, he'll show you some dodder in the country.
What about animals you don't like? I'm sure you've been asked before, but are you willing to say, don't like those?
I don't like rats. I might as well be honest. I don't like rats.
Oh, it's a point. It's a bit common in our garden, really, rats?
Well, not in my garden.
Rats?
Well, I've had rats crawl over my face at night, you know.
And where?
In the Solomon Islands.
And I bet those are great big, huge rats.
Great big hairy rats, yes.
But what, I mean, surely that's, in your sense, irrational, because they get a bad press. I used to keep rats.
Well, white rats, I suppose you get,
of course.
White rats, yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking these things that come crawling out of sewers.